Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today we're taking a question from a salesperson. See if this doesn't sound familiar. Here's the question. My boss recently decided that we must call prospects once every hour, every day, until we get a yes or no, regardless of what they say or if it's voicemail. What's your opinion of this? Okay, that's the question. Here's my answer. You know, I really think there are two questions here. The first has to do with the practice. Is this practice a good idea? And the second, which is kind of implied here, is more personal, and that is, what should I, meaning the questioner, what should I do? So let's deal with each of these separately. First, is it a good idea to call prospects every hour, every day, in order to get a definite yes or no? You know, I don't think so, with some exceptions. Now, if you're in the business of hard selling to customers, on a one-time only basis, then there may be some value in it. If you're selling burial plots, for example, your customer's going to buy or not, probably not come back for additional units. In that case, the damage that you do to your reputation and your relationship with the customer may be, for those kinds of situations, may be an acceptable price to pay for those a few customers who say yes just to get you off their back. If, however, you expect to build a relationship with these customers such that you hope they'll buy again in the future, then, frankly, I'd advise against it. You know, it sends the message that you're so focused on your agenda, selling something, that you totally disregard the customer's agenda, you disregard his or her decision-making process, his schedule, his desire to work with a professional vendor. Makes you look desperate, which is never a good thing if you're going to engender a relationship that produces more business down the line. Imagine how you will look if your customer had an afternoon meeting and then spent the day with one of his clients. He gets back to the office, listens to his voicemail, and discovers 12 messages from you. Now, if it were me, that would be enough to decide never to do business with you and to regret ever giving you my phone number. I'd be thinking something like this. What was I thinking when I talked with these clowns? Now, I can understand your boss's frustration. The biggest time waster for any sales organization is not the people who say no. It's the people who don't make a decision, or they make it and won't tell you that they've decided to do something other than buy from you. Now, a certain number of these people just don't like to say no. So they resort to not speaking to you again, knowing that in a month or so you'll get the message and go away. Another group is fostered by the salespeople themselves. Not wanting to hear a no, they rarely press for a decision and never suggest a next step. So they delude themselves that not hearing a no means that they can continue to see the customer, taking up valuable sales time, feel like they're accomplishing something. Now, this is a common ploy by salespeople who are not confident in their own abilities. Unsure and uncomfortable with developing new customers, they continue to see those folks who will see them, even if there isn't the slightest chance that the salesperson's investment of time will ever produce a return. And more today, what used to be thought of as incredibly rude is, by today's standards, more acceptable behavior. In other words, people are ruder today than ever. For example, if you meet with a prospect a couple of times and you discuss an issue he's interested in and maybe even develop a customized proposal and deliver it, you should expect that the customer will give you the courtesy of a response. If they don't, under those circumstances, they're rude. Now, add all these up and you can see why your boss is frustrated. I'm just not sure hourly calling is the solution. So let's move on to question two. What should you do? So obviously, you know, implied in this question is a more personal one. What should you do? So let's here's the answer. Let's build on this premise. Salespeople are employees and they should be good employees, willing and able to follow their employer's directions. So if you accept that, and I do, then that limits your options. You don't have the option, for example, to just disregard the direction. Nor do you have the option to say yes, give some verbal assent, and then not follow it. So I think you have three viable options. Number one, suck it up, make the calls, suffer the irate responses, and let your boss know what kind of results you're getting from this effort. Consider it a character building process. Or, number two, put together a coherent, persuasive case as to why this practice is a bad idea, and try to sell your boss on changing his direction to you. Or, three, take a couple of personal days off. Hope that while you're gone, the other salespeople will get beaten to a pulp by irate customers, and that your boss will relent in just a couple of days. At that, you can resume your job without having to hear the brunt of the customer's rage at your and your boss's frustration. I hope that helps. Okay, bye-bye.